today is the first day of auditions. We're coming in, everybody's lining up, they're signing up with their registrations, we got our numbers.
I'm actually really excited. I'm settled, I'm confident, I'm really excited to see the candidates that I saw at the clinics today come back and actually go through this process and see how they handle the pressure, so I'm really thrilled.
I'm coming back to the auditions for the second year. I was on the team last year and the Pro Bowl representative. Feels different because it's just like, wow, I'm really proud to be here and to represent the team last year and hopefully this next season. So it's just a little more calm.
My experience with Detroit Lions cheer for the first year, it was amazing. I always get butterflies no matter what. I don't know, that's just me. But I'm a little more calm this year, so it's better.
I tried out last year, but I didn't make the team, so I came back this year in hopes that this year that will be my year for me to make the team. I know that everyone's talented here and that I'm competing against a lot of beautiful, talented girls, and so I'm not going to get discouraged. I know that it's a very, you know, extenuating process, and so that doesn't really hurt me. You know, it just makes me stronger. It makes me want to come back for something I really want, and so I do really want this.
They have a minute to perform to music that they haven't heard. They might have heard it on the radio, but they don't know what song is going to come on. And we're just looking for them to show us technical skills and any, you know, cheer or pom skills or any tumbling skills and just, you know, their coordination to that music. And then once all the candidates go today, then we'll post the candidates who will make it to the next round, which is a choreography round.
When I got out there, I made up this routine. I was like, I'm going to go out and do this. But, you know, when I got in front of the judges, it went differently. I heard the music, you know, I changed it up in my head, but just kept going, you know, go with the flow, don't stop, keep smiling. So I think that I put the nerves aside, and hopefully they couldn't tell that I was super nervous. I just kept smiling.
It was a little bit more nerve-wracking than I thought. Of course, you just want to get out there and have a good time, but it was like it's real now. We're not promised a spot on the team next year, so it was real.
She's giving us about an hour to come back. She's going to post at 11:45. If your name's posted, you'll come back around noon. You'll go through the process again, which is the choreography process. I'm excited for the choreography round. Hopefully, I get to come back for it.
The freestyle round was awesome. There was a lot of girls that just came and showed us things that, you know, we were surprised about. Just a lot of great energy, so it was exciting to see.
Oh my God, I was like, please let my number be on it. And then when I seen 566, I was so excited.
So the second stage of auditions, now they learned choreography and now they're going to perform those in groups again. And the choreography is a little bit more close to what we would do on the field and how they can handle the pressure of having just learned it and now performing it.
It's trying to recall, like, did I do that? Did I hit everything? So I felt like I put it all out there and can just hope for the best.
It's always tough to make a cut and to try to, you know, move on to the next round because there's so many talented girls.
I was way less nervous this time just because I knew, like, you know, I left it all on the floor, and if they want me, they will, and if they don't, you know, it's not for me.
When I seen results, my heart almost fell to the floor, just like it was in the beginning, but, you know, it was exciting.
It means a lot. It just means, you know, like the work and effort I put in over the break and everything worked and paid itself off, and like me just eating right and doing all those things just to make sure I can come back this year and do better. So it definitely does help, and it pays off that I did all that, so I'm excited.
It was emotional. I mean, even though this is the second round, like, I still get butterflies, chills, and it's just emotional just going through the whole process again and knowing that, you know, I made it to the final round. I'm really excited.
So the first thing we're doing today are the interviews. It's the most important part of the audition process. We talk about the format of the job and the ambassador responsibilities of the job, and we just try to get a gauge on, you know, who these members are and why they want to be part of the organization.
This is my first time. My salon that I work at, we do all the hair for the cheerleaders, and it got me really excited to want to try out and be a part of the team.
I'm nervous, just because interviews are always the hardest part, but it's the most important part. So I'm just going to go in there calm and try to do the best that I can.
It's really important that we know who they are because they're going to be a team of people representing the Detroit Lions in the community, and they're going to be speaking. They're going to have a voice, and they're going to be representatives at an event outside of dancing on the field.
With me being nervous, I tried to stay calm and, you know, be myself. I hope that she saw that I had a good personality and that I can represent the brand in a wonderful way.
So the final round of auditions is another dance portion, but now we're on the field, and it's a big deal because it's a bit overwhelming in this perspective. So the dancers have to do this choreography larger than life. We get a chance to see them on the video boards and really put them in the scenario in which they would be at game day, and then we get a chance to analyze that and see how well they do.
The nerves are definitely there, but it's really exciting, and just get really excited right before you go on.
I felt really good. I'm glad everything is over. I was a little bit nervous and a little bit stressed out, but I feel like I made it through pretty well.
I feel like I put everything out there, so I'm really proud of what I did. Of course, as a dancer, you always go back and think, what could I do better and what could I improve upon? But I'm happy with my performance today, and I'm just going to be going crazy, waiting. I'm just going to be checking my email constantly.
It is going to be a very difficult decision. There's a lot of talented candidates here. Today, we are calling candidates to invite them to training camp. We narrowed it down to the batch that we want to take to training camp to see how they do, and then we'll make decisions, final decisions after that. Hi, Heather. This is Rebecca. Hello, Bree. This is Rebecca with the Detroit Lions.
Hi, Rebecca.
So I wanted to give you a call and let you know that we are extending an invitation to you for the 2017-2018 Detroit Lions Cheerleaders Training Camp.
Oh, my God. Very excited for training camp. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Heather. We are at our official salon, and there are two candidates that work here that we're going to surprise and let them know that they made it to training camp.
I was so surprised. I wasn't expecting it at all. I was like having my phone in my like the whole day so I could like be prepared for a phone call, but that was a complete shock. So it was so exciting.
I had no idea what to think. I was so surprised and so excited. This was such a huge presentation to get my invite.
I'm ready for the challenge and I'm excited to get going.
So after auditions, the real work begins, and we've developed a training program that is very robust to help the members feel really integrated into the organization. So we set up business seminars that include appearance etiquette, anything that has to do with the organization on game day or otherwise, makeup and hair, fitness and nutrition, and just all the business manners that go into being an ambassador or a performer. We find it really important to make sure that they're well-versed in what goes into being a performer and an ambassador for the Lions. So I decided to set up a surprise for the team. I love planning surprises for them. So I set up a fake TV spot, but in all reality, it was to reveal that they made the team.
Mary's going to say the first card. And then when we're done with the first card, then I'm going to pass you the second card. And everybody says the second card. Okay?
Do you want me to stand any way?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Hello, everyone. I'm Mary, and we are excited for the upcoming season. We hope you'll join us by purchasing tickets and spending Sundays at Ford Field. Go to DetroitLions.com to purchase tickets and... Welcome your new 35 Detroit Lions cheerleaders! Congratulations!
Well, I thought the surprise was great. It took a tiny second for everybody to realize it, but there's always a few girls that get it right away, and their reaction was priceless.
Who are we?
DLC!
Who are we?
DLC!
Who are we?
DLC! DLC!
We're two family!
A typical DLC rehearsal is nonstop. We come in and we have our business meetings, and we talk about debrief various appearances and then just talk about the week ahead. And then we get right into conditioning. A lot of times we work out at our partner at Lifetime Fitness, so we're able to use their facility and we condition pretty intensely. And then we do really deep stretching and then a lot of technique across the floor. The cheerleaders are actually well-trained technical dancers, so we do a lot of technical training. And then from there we go into choreography that we need to prepare and clean and tie a big bow around it for whatever performances are coming up. Choreography is created
in a collaborative way. So I work with my coordinator, Jordan, who is very savvy and creative, and we come up with all the different music and all the different productions and what the end result we want to look like. And then we really involve our captains and some other leaders on the team to get involved. They're highly trained. They're, you know, very active and very creative in the choreography field. So it's a collaborative effort with all of us, and it's something that we're really proud of. The fitness element of our program is probably one of the most important because they have to go out on game day and actually perform for anywhere from 4 to 6 hours. They're on the field the entire time. So they don't have a chance to go backstage after they perform. They literally get a drink of water and start all over again and cheering and leading the fans and just really trying to add energy and that connection between the fans and the game. So there is no downtime for them. And they're dancing. They're technical trained dancers and gymnasts and cheerleaders. And their job is really physical. So they need to be able to train athletically to build the skills to do that. The fitness expectations I have is that they really mentally feel strong and that they're mentally prepared to be able to handle performing the long hours for the game. So they physically can get there, but it's also that mental capacity as well where they have both. And then they can just really be able to shine effortlessly without having to feel the fatigue or anything during the game day. During the off-season, our rehearsals are very rigorous, so I like to plan as many surprises and team-building activities as I possibly can to get them out of the zone and get them just relaxed and refreshed.
Welcome to the first annual DLC Grocery Games! So we're going to take over the store, and we're going to put into action everything we've been talking about in regards to nutrition. We did individual contests and team contests where everything was timed, they had a budget, they had to really fulfill the nutritional guidelines that our dietitian has been recommending, and they were off to the races.
Our teammate Courtney, who's a dietitian, was helping us with some new ideas about how we can change our eating habits.
It was pretty hilarious to watch everyone running around scrambling for ingredients, but it was also really rewarding to watch everyone really using the nutrition knowledge that they've learned throughout the beginning of this season.
And then a fruit that I always do.
Just being out of their regular element and doing something that is, you know, overall really helpful for us from an awareness and education perspective, but just to have them relax and have fun. And I definitely was laughing nonstop.
So it was really fun to run around the store crazy with all my new teammates and get to know each other a little bit more.
Today we have another surprise in store for the Detroit Lions cheerleaders. We are taking them on a tour of the city of Detroit as a little team builder, and it's sponsored by the Handlebar Detroit.
We came to Ford Field today, and instead of a normal rehearsal of routines, fitness, those types of things, we are outside Ford Field, and the next thing we turn the corner and we see 3 pedal-powered bikes.
I was at the corner and I heard screams before I saw why they were screaming. So I ran to the corner to try to figure out, and then I saw the Handlebar Detroit buses and I was so excited.
All right, so ladies, if you haven't noticed, we're not doing a typical rehearsal today. Right. We're going on the Handlebar Detroit for a tour of the city. And our theme is, what else? Fitness and nutrition. So the theme for today is fitness and nutrition because we spend so much time on those topics. We are going to stop at various places, a salad place. We're going to do yoga in a particular part of the city and then end up at the campus marshes where the outdoor beaches and just have some fun.
Come on, paddle, guys.
All right, you guys, I'm getting up. I'm getting serious.
We all obviously are very passionate about fitness and health and dance.
And so being able to see that side of all of my teammates as we're listening to dance music and relaxing and interacting with just everybody that's outside in Detroit was really fun. Which one did you get, Southwest?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Oh, and tomatoes.
Yeah, they both sound very good. Thank you so much. Yeah, I think so. I think she's just like grab a yoga mat.
Yep.
You might be a little stronger. All the trust right here.
Isn't it so soft?
So this is like quality detail right now.
What I really hope for the girls to get from this experience was not only bonding with themselves, but connecting with the city.
I learned that there's a lot going on in downtown Detroit, even on a Tuesday night. There's people outside, there are so many different restaurants and bars and people hanging out.
We were able to say hi to people. People were taking pictures of us. We were riding along, high-fiving fans as we drove by.
All of the new activities and just restaurants and everything that's popping up all over the city is just really cool to see.
Throughout all our rehearsals and during the off season, we spend a lot of time preparing for game day, but what is equally important and even more important as an ambassador is that we are still in the community and doing as much as we can to get involved with our fans and serve the community and especially children.
Today we were at Eastern Market and it was themed as Cheerleader Day. So we just had the kids come in and it was second and third graders. They were all girls. And we just did some physical activity with them. I played quarterback with them. I was the quarterback and we talked a little bit about PACE, which is positive attitude changes everything. And that's kind of our motto as cheerleaders, and we want to push that out to especially the young girls who we feel has the biggest impact on them.
Then we had the opportunity to go with the girls shopping in Eastern Market, help them choose some fruits and vegetables and things that they can try. Some girls are trying some things for the first time. And we came back, they enjoyed a healthy lunch, and that's it for us.
All right, so we're going to play a little football with Rory today, okay? When I say hike, you're going to run, turn, and I'm going to throw it, and you're going to catch it, and then run all the way to the end. I'll throw it nice and easy so you can catch it, okay?
We just kind of did a little explanation, and then we had them run to the cones and just, you know, toss the football to them and cheer them on whether they caught it or not, and they had fun either way.
Good job. Good job.
Wow, that is so fancy.
I'm a teacher, so I work with kids every day. It's really fun in the summertime to be back with the little kids and having a good time and being with them outside of a classroom. Really love that experience. It's fun to see their competitive personalities come out. It's kind of fun to see them interacting with each other and doing things that they don't usually get to do. And there was a lot of activities that they tried for the first time, so that was fun.
Can you count by twos? Two, four. So you have $4 to spend on fruits and vegetables.
We were talking about a ton of different vegetables and fruits that they've never tried before. So we learned about eggplant, we learned about mushrooms and zucchini, and a lot of them have never had plums. So that was a fun experience.
How much money do we have to spend? $4? Peaches, cherries, blueberries. Do you like this one or this one? Which one? You like this one?
This one. You got it.
A lot of them, I was teaching them how to choose the vegetables and fruits, ones that aren't damaged or ones that look really fresh and new, and how we prepare them when we get home and how to cut them up and how we eat them. So that was really cool.
Thank you, little lady. And
what do you say?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Something that I would like them to take away from this experience is trying new things and remembering that healthy food choices are better, not being afraid to step outside of the box and try new things.
Well, I hope that they, again, take away that positive attitude changes everything and that they just really enjoy today and look to us as role models and that they can, you know, implement that into their lives.
Nice and loud.
Nice and loud. One, two, three.
P-A-C-E at my own pace.
Last year was such a whirlwind that I don't think I really had a chance to really like live in the moment of each game. So I am actually really most excited about just getting on the field again. We have bigger productions that we're doing. So I just feel like for myself and even for them and the veterans that I've returned, that we'll be able to live in the moment a little bit and not be so overwhelmed by the scale of all of it.
I'm excited to just be on the field itself with all the people surrounding me, because in training camp and during auditions, we're on the field, but we don't see anybody in the stands. But when we actually get out there and see the stands filled with all of the cheerleading line fans, it'll be amazing. They said you can't really prepare for it. Your first game, you're going to be like kind of emotional because it's just a great experience and it's going to be over like that.
I can't wait for that first game when we're standing in that tunnel waiting to come out. Ford Field just goes crazy. The fans are never going to know what's coming because it's always going to be different.
One of the most unique things about coaching a group of women like this is that you get really close. It's like no other job, and being a director of these type of women and the caliber and the things that they bring to the table is just really special. So the proud moments are never ending, and I just really am grateful that not only that I get to experience it with them, but that in 5 years and in 10 years they're gonna look back and they're gonna just be so elated by this once in a lifetime experience.